The Public News Service Doha Newscast, July the 17th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump is accusing some of his one-time supporters of being weaklings who are falling prey to Democratic BS about the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, concluding that he no longer wants their support. That from CNN. They report the message was the clearest sign yet of the cracks emerging in the president's coalition, many of whom are loudly demanding more information about the disgraced financier who has been subject to multiple conspiracies since his death by suicide in 2019. Some of his allies do not appear to be listening, with the Republicans in Congress taking steps Wednesday morning to potentially force the Justice Department to release more documents. And over $7 billion in Colorado's GDP and 9,600 jobs are projected to be lost under Trump's signature tax and spending bill that cuts incentives for clean energy, according to a new report by the nonpartisan think tank Energy Innovation.
Solar and wind capacity is expected to drop by 340 gigawatts, raising home energy costs by an extra $170 per year. Margaret Cran Annickstein with the Colorado Sierra Club says the new law reverses years of work transitioning to a clean energy economy.
We have seen how investments in clean energy programs can attract more jobs and can help people lower their electricity costs.
Trump campaigned on promises to end climate mitigation efforts and to bring down energy costs by increasing the use of fossil fuels. Republicans critical of clean energy tax credits have argued that they amount to the government picking industry winners and losers. According to a separate industry analysis, just 30% of U.S. solar and 57% of wind projects are expected to survive under the new GOP law. I'm Eric Galatas.
Meantime, environmental groups say Oregon's new groundwater law meant to curb pollution has been diluted to the point where they can no longer support it.
Industrial agriculture has contaminated parts of eastern Oregon's groundwater with nitrates from fertilizers and manure, putting residents, many of whom rely on wells for drinking water, at risk. Caleb Lay of Oregon Rural Action says earlier bill versions would have protected residents and held polluters accountable.
Unfortunately, as the legislative session went on, we saw industry groups and big ag groups get more and more heavily involved, and we really saw the governor concede many of the really important points in this bill.
Nitrates are increasingly linked to cancer, miscarriages, and birth defects. Governor Tina Kotek says the new bill gives state agencies more authority to intervene in Oregon's contaminated groundwater areas. I'm Isabel Charlet.
A report from January shows that nitrate levels continue to rise. About 40% of tested wells exceeded safe drinking water limits. This is Public News Service. Pennsylvania will join a nationwide movement today marking the 5th annual Congressman John Lewis National Day of Action.
Protesters will honor the late congressman's legacy by mobilizing voters, defending civil rights, and pushing back against laws and policies organizers say threatens democracy. Brianna Ripka with the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania says good trouble means speaking out against injustice and voter suppression.
Honoring John Lewis today means rising to protect all of our democratic freedoms because they're all under threat. It's all about defending our democracy just like John Lewis did. And I really encourage folks to find an event in their community, whether it's a rally, a march, a teach-in, or just showing up. You can make a difference by being present and making a little good trouble of your own.
More than 1,600 Good Trouble Lives On demonstrations are planned nationwide, including rallies across Pennsylvania from Pittsburgh to Lancaster to Chester. Critics argue the events are partisan and misrepresent legal efforts to protect election integrity. Danielle Smith reporting.
And strawberry season is a cherished summer tradition in Ohio, but a fungal outbreak is devastating crops and hurting both growers and families looking forward to UPIC outings.
Ohio State University researchers are stepping in to help. Melanie Lewis Ivy is an associate professor of plant pathology and extension specialist at OSU. She says the disease Neopestilatiopsis, or NEOP, is wiping out transplants before they can produce fruit. She warns farmers to be cautious about what they receive.
They want to implement practices that will prevent the introduction once it gets into the field. More importantly, we need to identify varieties that are less susceptible or resistant to this disease, and that's going to require several years of research.
The disease isn't harmful to humans, but has killed crops across the state. Ivy says funding cuts to federal and state research programs have slowed the response, though OSU has provided some emergency funding. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Finally, if you're heading to the library soon to round out your summer reading plans in Minnesota, there's a good chance you can also check out materials that let you know how your blood pressure is faring.
In a partnership with the American Heart Association, more than 75 branches across the state now allow people with a library card to check out blood pressure kits for free. The East Central Regional Library System, covering six counties north of the Twin Cities, participates. Assistant Director Rachel Garrett Howell says it creates awareness for people who don't pay attention to this underlying health issue.
One of our branches had a person come in and say, "I couldn't believe it when I saw it that you were going to start carrying blood pressure kits. My doctor's been asking me to start monitoring my blood pressure, and now I can do it."
This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member endlessly supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.